FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Teachers Union SATU says it didn't instruct schools in KZN to postpone the June exams. A Durban high school announced in a letter that the May June papers for grades 8 to 12 are on hold, blaming SATU for the disruption. But the union's Nomarashia Kaluza says members are simply sticking to a work to rule protest over funding shortages. She says their educator members are working 7-hour days and aren't taking extra classes or after school activities. Kaluza says the union did not and cannot call for the suspension of exams.
That can only be the decision of the school and the decision of the head of department. What we know is that some schools do not have resources to administer examinations. The department only gives one paper to each school for the school to make copies for the learners, which therefore is difficult for some of the schools since the department did not give the money. So we suspect that that may be the reason, not because SATU has said examinations must not be written.
KZN Education's Musi Mashambi says the issues raised by unions are largely due to budget cuts. He says talks with the unions are ongoing.
Very much hopeful that the disturbances that are happening are not going to be for a long time, because very soon together we shall collectively find an amicable solution.
Cleanup efforts are continuing in parts of KZN, battered by heavy rains, damaging winds and snow. Mtwalume resident Sharon Pete says in some areas on the south coast, it felt as though they had been caught up in wind gusts of hurricane strength.
Roof tiles were flying off. We've had several large trees come down. Some trees have taken out our perimeter fencing. We've had to switch off our electric fencing. We've lost one of our main access gates, but the winds have been probably the worst winds I've ever experienced.
She says residents in La Vista are organizing a cleanup campaign in their neighborhood.
We as a community are getting together on to do a massive cleanup, pick up any debris, branches, get the gardens in order. Obviously, we're very well aware of the long weekend. We want to make sure that holidaymakers do not cancel. We want to make sure everything is looking shipshape condition. So there's going to be a lot of the community getting together over the next 2 days.
Kokstad became inaccessible when all roads leading to the southern KZN town were closed due to heavy snowfall. And thousands in New York have staged their own demonstrations against Donald Trump's immigration policies. It's after a series of protests in Los Angeles, where the president deployed thousands of National Guard troops and active duty Marines to quell mass marches. An overnight curfew is in place in central LA as authorities try to prevent looting and vandalism. Police say that they've been making arrests after people defied the order. Protesters marched into Lower Manhattan, with many carrying signs reading "ICE out of New York" in reference to the federal immigration police, whose raids to arrest undocumented immigrants have wrapped up in recent weeks. Durban and Richards Bay going up to a high of 20 degrees, Maritzburg 15. That's it from the Newswatch team for now. I'm Natara Nadesan.
And coming up in your sports, the big news coming from the Aussie team to face the Proteas today in the World Test Championship final is that Marnus Labuschagne will open the batting for the Baggy Greens. We'll also hear from Proteas skipper Uthemba Bavuma about his starting 11, and Bafana Bafana have finished the international window with victory against Mozambique.